Welcome to the Science Behind the Bible podcast, where we dive into the science behind the Bible to prove how science and the Bible go hand in hand. Long before scientists had began classifying specific species of organisms, the Bible had classified species according to their kinds. Then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds." And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plant-bearing seed according to their kinds, and tree-bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living thing with which the water teems that moves about in it, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, the livestock, the creatures that move along the ground, and the wild animals, each according to its kind." And it was so. Genesis 1:11-12, 21, and 24. The word kinds means classification or species. According to Britannica, classification in biology is the establishment of a hierarchical system of categories on the basis of presumed natural relationships among organisms. The science of biological classification is commonly called taxonomy. Since the beginning of time, God has strategically designed each organism with different features and characteristics. This can be seen all across the animal kingdom, from fish to birds and to plants. Every species has its purpose in nature and is very apparent just by human observation. Take Atlantic menhaden, aka bunker, for example. They are a keystone species and are known as the most important fish in the Atlantic, which helps to feed organisms such as dolphins, whales, sharks, as well as birds, such as the osprey, also known as a fishhawk. Without Atlantic menhaden, there would be significant negative impacts on the Atlantic ecosystem. Before the regulation of Atlantic menhaden, there were less marine mammal species such as whales and dolphins. But since we have decided to regulate the species of Atlantic menhaden, we have seen the return of many marine species in the Atlantic, such as humpback whales, bottlenose dolphins, and we even have seen an increase in the shark population due to regulation efforts. In summary, each species has been designed with a unique role in which it was assigned by the Creator. If each species has its own unique features and characteristics, something had to have created it. Every creature has a specific purpose, and when that purpose gets disrupted, so does the whole food chain. Only a God could have created a system as perfect as this. If you found today's episode interesting, please feel free to share it with a friend. Have a blessed day.